Now let's take a quick look at the application process for both applicants and service providers. The application process for applicants consists of four main steps. The first step is to open a competitive bidding process. The applicants, generally a school district, a library system, or a consortium, post an FCC Form 470 on the USAC website to describe the services they want to receive. Service providers review the form and any attached documents and then submit bids for those services. The applicants choose the most cost-effective bid for each of the services and may sign a contract with the chosen service provider. The second step is to apply for discounts on eligible services. The applicants post an FCC Form 471 to the USAC website to provide information and the entity or entities they represent, contacts, student counts, and urban or rural status, for example, and the details on the costs of the services and the service providers who will provide them. USAC reviews all of that information and then issues funding decisions on the requests. The third step is to start to receive the eligible services. The applicants post an FCC Form 486 to the USAC website to notify USAC that the service provider has started services and to report the status of compliance with the Children's Internet Protection Act, or CIPA, a federal law that came into effect for E-rate starting July 1, 2001. The fourth step is invoicing. The applicants have two choices. They can pay for the services in full and then invoice USAC for the discount amount, or they can ask the service provider to bill them for their share, what we call the non-discount amount, and the service provider then invoices USAC for the discount amount. The applicant invoice form is the FCC Form 472, and the service provider invoice form is the FCC Form 474. That completes the application process from the applicant perspective. Now let's look at the process from the point of view of the service provider.